something called Soldier's Joy.
Yeah. Last week, you mean? What did we?
I think we played a lot.
Yeah.
I think we just sat there and played and played and played, and not because we were trying to get better, but just because that's what we love to do. And eventually, I don't know, start to try to want to have a job or something. And
or not.
And what kind of pitch you guys use?
I'm actually using this. Different thing. I usually use a tortoise pick like this one, but my buddy John Stickley gave me this. I don't know what this is.
Pretty thick?
Yeah, it's pretty thick. It's just a triangle. This is just a regular plastic one. This is kind of a cheap one, but.
I have a blue chip.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I use those two.
I like a variety.
Yeah.
One of the coolest picks I've ever seen is Dell's pick, and it's just a round circle. And Matthew from Blue Chip had asked him, you know, I'll make a pick for you. He said, well, I don't know, I just use Ronnie's. And Ronnie just, you know, rounds out those corners for me, then I take his picks. So Matthew made him one the size of a quarter, and it's perfectly round.
Yeah, I was blown away when I saw that tape.
It's crazy.
Dell, how the heck do you?
I like a point on mine, you know, Dell's just got a circle.
Must be something
really,
to it.
He really gets that, you can't deny the tone that he gets on that old guitar, man.
Should we do your long journey?
Sure.
Right.
Yeah.
I noticed that, and maybe I don't have great eyes, but you use a lot more movement than your drum.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Maybe.
Just,
you're probably right.
What your approach is to,
yeah.
I've heard a lot of different things, so I'm just curious about what.
I'm not sure, you know.
I don't really analyze a lot of that stuff.
But yeah, I know her right hand is really relaxed, and yeah, maybe I use more of my wrist a little bit sometimes. I'm not.
I think the biggest thing is to just be as fluid and relaxed as possible, so that you can let the weight of your arm do all of the work and not the muscle of the arm. Because we have enough weight here, plenty of weight to pluck the strings, right? And you just use gravity as our friend. That's that.
Just do whatever you gotta do to hit the notes.
I won't have the same point. I wasn't really watching before, but do you have any mounting of your
palm?
Every once in a while, I just let my pinky and my third finger just kind of hang out on the top of the guitar. Not really sticking there, just kind of hanging out. Yeah.
Michael Dave, he plays.
Yeah, he doesn't. He's like a lot of mandolin players don't. Do that, you know, they don't anchor. David Greer doesn't do that.
Critter?
Yeah, he doesn't do that either, but no, I definitely anchor with my pinky sometimes, and just to get I think of it almost as like relative location. If I got my pinky here, then I know where this string is. It's almost like I know how far, you know, even down to the centimeter, so my pinky's here, I know where the D string is, you know, kind of thing. I don't know, but I definitely anchor. Yeah, and I think it's just like I said, do whatever you gotta do to hit the notes. Like, you know, like you said, Michael Daves or Greer, those guys don't need to do that, but I do. And I'm not sure. Just going up and down on the strings.
Should we do another one?
I'll try.
Okay. Here's another. We're just on a dock roll.
Yeah.
We're gonna do another one. We're gonna do one that he did called Your Lone Journey.